verses 6 and 7 now of the 6th of Daniel, and I'm reading these two verses. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governor and the princes, the counselors and the captives have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, this, you see, is a very subtle plot of these princes and presidents and petty politicians. Now, King Darius was a good man. I think that's obvious in secular history, and I think that is certainly the implication of Daniel here. But he had a vulnerable spot, and I think many of us have it. And that was, it was his vanity. He yielded to flattery. And a great many people do that. I think one of the tragedies today is that we have many Christians, especially Christians of means, and they only give to those organizations where the leader of the organization butters them up, flatters them. And now I'm not just talking through my hat, because I know this. I have been now in several places and have met some of these people. They're very fine Christians, but they have that weakness of just being flattered. And we were at dinner with some friends, and I won't say any more other than they told about this Christian leader had been there and said how wonderful they were, and this other Christian leader. And I said to my wife when we left that evening, I said, if I have to stoop to flattering people in order to run the Through the Bible radio program, I'll go off the air. I said, God's going to have to speak to people's heart. And I personally think today that it brings the cause of Christ into disrepute and disgrace when there are those who will stoop to flatter and those that will stoop to listen to it and be carried away by that. I long time ago discovered that I'm not as bad as my enemies say I am, and I'm not nearly as good as my friends say that I am. And so there's always that danger of being flattered. I used to tell the boys in seminary, I said, fellas, I don't care how sorry you are as a preacher, and I don't care what church you go to, the Lord always has in all of these places some dear lady, and she's going to tell you how wonderful you are. And I said, there'll be one of them that'll come up to you after you preach one of the lousiest sermons in the world, and she'll say, my, I think you're another Dwight L. Moody on the scene. And I said, now that's nice to have dear ladies like that that want to encourage you. But I said, young man, the danger of that is, don't believe them. Just don't believe them, because there's danger if you do. May I say to you that they flattered this man, and he yielded to it. And so he thought, my, this is great. And he drafted a bill, and they made a statue of the king, and he's elevating himself to the position of deity. Prayers only to be offered to him. Verses 8 and 9, now the 6th of Daniel. Let me read this. Now, O king, establish the decree, sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. He yielded, you see, to his weakness. And now there is this decree that's gone out, signed by the king, and it can't be changed. Even the king of the Medes and Persians can't change it after it's passed. So it puts Daniel in a bad spot.